Now, unfortunately, Francis Clamp can't be with me today, but does that stop us from taking our weekly trip down memory lane? Well, no, mercifully, because Francis has left me some very comprehensive notes about her chosen subject for this week, which is Blackmore Priory. So without more ado, but also without Francis Panache, here we go. It was apparently during the reign of King Henry II, who was on the throne from 1154 to 1189, that the bulk of the property belonging to the manors, at that time owned by the de Sanford family, was given to an Augustinian priory and was dedicated to St. Lawrence. Now, St. Lawrence is reputed to have been martyred in Rome by being roasted on a gridiron, which clearly was not the pleasantest of deaths. An early deed from the priory around the time of Henry III states that the late Alan de Sanford had elected to be buried in their church near his forefathers. It was on the 23rd of September 1232 that Henry III granted to the canons a fair at their house on the eve, day and morrow of the Feast of St. Lawrence, which is 10th of August, and that this fair ran continually until the end of the 19th century. An interesting insight into the life of the priory came to light in 1309 when, following a visitation by the Bishop of London, an injunction was issued to the priory. This stated that the prior and canons were to cease any strife and contentions amongst them, were not to wander outside the precincts, to receive no money for the purchase of clothes or necessaries, and not to assign any of the church ornaments of their house to the churches appropriated to them. Additionally, a priest should be presented to the bishop for saying mass and ministering to the parishioners. This last order was neglected by the priory, and on the 14th of February 1310, the bishop ordered compliance within 10 days. On the 6th of April 1310, Nicholas the Prior and Walter of Chelmsford, one of the canons, appeared before the bishop in London and entered into a covenant with five of the parishioners of Blackmore to present a parish vicar under a penalty of 40 shillings, which was a small fortune, of course, in those far-off days. A real trouble came to the priory at the time of Henry VIII, who had his own links with Blackmore, but we'll hear more about those in a later programme. Stories of the dissolution of the monasteries are well known, and Blackmore Priory was dissolved in February 1525, at which time it was granted by Thomas Wolsey to his college at Oxford, and later it passed to his foundation at Ipswich. But the king could be fickle, and in 1540 granted the priory to John Smythe and his heirs. At around this time, the new owner started pulling down the priory church in order to build his own mansion. Angry villagers eventually had him stopped, but by this time much of the building had already disappeared, and at this point he simply blocked off the east wall, so that today only a small part of the ancient priory, church and buildings can still be seen. The nave of the former priory still exists as the nave of the church, and over the years the house has had several names: Manor of the Priory of Blackmore, Jericho Priory, Jericho and Blackmore House. Now, all being well, Francis will return next week when her subject will be the great storm that hit Billericay. And we're not talking about the 1987 hurricane, but I think it's a huge thunderstorm that hit the town in 1958. But clearly we'll hear more next week.